Hello, welcome to the Harry Podcast. My name is Sarah Willis, and today we'll be diving into the musical scores of the 8 classic movies produced and loved by all. 4 different composers are accredited for the soundtrack of all these films, and there's a very audible difference between their styles. First up is John Williams. He composed and performed the first 3 Harry Potter movies. You probably know him well from Star Wars and Jaws and the other countless classics he created. To start, here is Buckbeak's Flight. Williams' style is very distinct. Like, I can definitely hear a piece of music and almost instantly recognize that it's his. It's very cinematic and big and bold, and the music always kind of takes center stage. It stands out, but it doesn't take away from the magic. One more characteristic feature of Williams' scores are always the melody line. There's always like a unison horn and high string melody with lots of interval jumps. It was featured in the last song as well. This is heard a lot in famous Star Wars themes and some Indiana Jones scores and many others. Here's a perfect example. The next composer is named Patrick Doyle. You might know his music from Thor and Brave and the Emoji Movie more recently. He composed the 4th Harry Potter film, Goblet of Fire. His style is very simple and melodic and emotional. It very effectively portrays the correct mood and tone for the scene, making us get a better understanding of what's happening. Here is Harry in Winter. Lots of brass is characteristic to Doyle's style as well. It plays a very important role in this next song. The chords are perfectly placed, and the layering is crucial to deliver the point. It's simplistic, but it's still very sophisticated and beautifully crafted for just the right effect at the right time. Another big feature of these simple but elegant melodies can be found upcoming in The Golden Egg. The next composer is named Alexandre Desplat. This is one of my personal favorite composers on this lineup. His music is so sensational and emotional, and the audience just feels so deeply connected to any scene with the effects of his music. His scores are almost sound effect based. He writes purely based off what the concept would sound like and takes it from there. Listen to Ministry of Magic. I'll use a lot of examples in here. So this scene was very tense. They were sneaking around and hiding all over. The second chords in the bottom and the deep bass portray the tension in the film by using literal musical tension. This scene was avoiding interrogation, and the music sounds similar from before, but including brash inserts. And I think it's representing still trying to blend in, but having, you know, like choppy, scared breaths and attempting to calm down some. All parts of this song add anticipation and thought and suspense. It adds to a wonderful product that keeps the viewer interested without even realizing. And I think that's the best part about film composers, is that they're able to evoke an emotion out of somebody watching that they themselves don't even realize that it's happening. It's all so powerful, and Desplat does an amazing job. Thank you. Okay, one more example from Display I want to share is this bit in a song called Snape's Demise. Different horn, percussion, and string effects, such as ponticellos, tremolos, glissandos, and basically giant crescendos, are used to create the effect you'll hear. But it's fascinating, and it creates the desired snake attack feel in the film. Here it is. Last, but certainly not least, is Nicholas Hooper. He produced my two favorite songs out of the entirety of these films, both in the fifth film. Hooper also composed the sixth film, but the Harry Potter franchise is basically how he came to be known. His style is more melody and brass based, it's flowy, and it's very fitting to whatever the scene may be. It doesn't stand out and grab your attention, but it's impossible to go unnoticed either. Take a listen to Flight of the Order of the Phoenix. The last one I'll be playing for you is called Dumbledore's Army, and is by far my favorite piece from Harry Potter. I love the beautiful melodies and the chordal structure and the way it just makes you feel like you're flying or in a dream. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this podcast and hearing me ramble about composers, but I honestly think it's really quite interesting to hear all contrasting styles have the same effect on a movie scene. Here is Dumbledore's Army, and this has been the Harry Podcast.